Sometimes, no matter how grown up we are in years, there are certain issues to which we tend to react with something other than our mature selves. That happened at first last week when Governor Fallon surprised most of us when she announced her support for a state law legalizing a medical use of an oil that comes from the cannabis plant. Yes, marijuana. The governor, who does not favor legalization of either medical or recreational marijuana, said she'll ask the legislature to work with her on developing a law authorizing the restricted use of a low-strength form of cannabidiol oil, also known as CBD, on a clinical trial basis. Okay, we've gotten the hot-button words out there, marijuana, cannabis, its medical use backed by the conservative Republican governor of Oklahoma. When the news broke, there was much head-scratching, a lot of you-say-what variety of reaction. I was surprised myself. Not a few jokes and stoner, toker, non-tobacco smoker references, and lots of other really adult-type reactions. There was also considerable wondering just what was up and what it means for a governor who's in a re-election contest that has turned into more of a horse race than most predicted. There were also those who asked if the governor encounters sufficient blowback from her traditional supporters for taking such a stance, or from those who just cannot countenance opening that door for any reason, whether she will backtrack. Now, fun and games are over. Why is the governor stepping out of her comfort zone to carry this particular banner during an election year? That's where Representative John Eccles of Oklahoma City comes in. And Katie. Eccles got leadership approval for a study of the potential for use of CBD to help children who experience seizures. Katie is Eccles' 10-year-old niece, who suffers from seizures sufficiently severe for her uncle to say she will never live a normal life. Like any acute health condition, especially when it touches a child, it affects the entire family. And there is some evidence that CBD oil helps individuals who experience seizures as a result of epilepsy or some other condition. A couple of initiative petition drives have been undertaken to legalize either medical or recreational use of marijuana, which could become law more quickly than the legislature generally acts. Eccles, a member of that body, acknowledges that the legislative process moves fairly slowly. I cannot say it doesn't, he said last week. I say that with a heavy heart. The governor said she's been researching the idea for about 6 months and that she wants to look into CBD's potential to help children. About a dozen states allow such a use of the oil, she told Capitol reporters. Eccles said she came to him after learning of his study and volunteered to help. He acknowledged that it's a plus to have her on his side, while addressing what he understands is a tough political issue. With the support of the governor, I think it's got a pretty good leg up, he said. It will be interesting to watch, as it always is on controversial issues at the Capitol, how things proceed. Support and opposition tend to spiral out of control sometimes. But we'll see whether cooler heads prevail. And please, everyone, let's use our inside voices. I'm Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.